I think in a few moments we should get some slides up, because this morning we're looking at saints, and there's one before that. I know that's the second slide. The saints who've helped us to be where we are, and how we would. Oh, no. So the first saint is Saint Peter. Because we often think of saints as people who are incredibly holy and incredibly otherworldly. But if you think of Peter, he started life as a fisherman and became something of a leader of the disciples. He became their spokesman. But we know, here he is. He's often seen with the keys of the kingdom. You know, he has, in that sense, the authority that Jesus gave to him. But he also, as well as being a great leader, it wasn't something that he necessarily looked for. There wasn't the interview with Jesus where Jesus said to him, as he might happen today, would be, now you have been on the MBA course, haven't you? You have done the leadership module and scored quite highly on that. He didn't. He was an ordinary person who ended up doing extraordinary things. And as we look at the saints, we see that theme of ordinary people doing extraordinary things coming through. So Peter's quite early. If we go on to the next one, which is Catherine. There we go. Very sort of ancient, very old saint. But one of the things that Catherine did, very simply, was she wasn't happy about the emperor was treating people. So she went and told him, which was really quite something in that particular age, certainly for a woman. And she went and she spoke out for people. She was an ordinary person doing extraordinary things. And history tells us that everybody who she spoke to came to faith. Now, we don't know that particularly, but that's how it's recorded. She's often seen with a wheel, where we get the Catherine wheel from, because of the way that she died, which wasn't very pleasant. If we go on to the next one, Augustine. Augustine's an interesting character, and you can see how he was linked with other saints. But a lot of what we believe in the church comes from Augustine's writings. Now, there are others as well, like Jerome and so on and so forth, Gregory. But actually, a lot of what we believe comes from Augustine. And yet, he was an incredibly troubled character in his early life. And you can read about it in his book, Confessions. Clearly better in the original language, but the English translations will do. But he was a troubled character until he came to realise what Christ was about. And then he changed. And his other book, City of God, talks about how God is and the basis of our faith. If we move on to the next one, Benedict. Benedict was, again, an ordinary person from which we get our Benedictine monasteries and our Benedictine rule of life, very much immersed in the Word of God, and just spoke out the Word of God to those around him. If you go to the next one very quickly, St. Anselm, interesting character, because a lot of what we believe about how we understand God comes from some of Anselm's teaching. The big word for what he did was ontology, but it's about how do we understand ourselves and reason and how do we understand God. A simple individual who didn't look at what other people had been saying, but actually just worked out what it was that he felt we needed to understand and he needed to understand about God. And his great phrase, I don't seek to thus to understand in order to believe, but I believe in order that I can understand. And again, one of the themes that we see that comes out in saints is that we sometimes think that as we grow closer to God, then that might help us love other people and be better at loving other people. But also what we see in the saints is the reverse of that. That as they begin to love other people and live out what they believe in their lives, as a result of that, they also get closer to God. If we go on to the next one, which is seen in St. Francis, he was very much, everybody is his brother. All creation is his brother. As he lived out the life as he saw it, as he worked with other people, so he became closer to God. And I think that's the last one. Is that the last one? That's the last one. That's good, because I could have remembered the order. I don't think I could have quite remembered all the dates. But we see a picture of saints as ordinary people who have had a fundamental, an enormous impact on what we believe and who we are. People who are involved in life. And in our reading from Matthew this morning, in the Beatitudes, Jesus is describing saints. Because he's not just coming out with, you know, some statements. He's talking about, blessed are the people who get stuck into life. Blessed are those who work for peace. Blessed are those who speak out when they see injustice, just as we saw with Catherine. Blessed are those who seek after righteousness, who will speak out when they see injustice. Jesus describes saints as he goes through the Beatitudes and calls every one of us to be those same saints. And as we see those saints, whether the ones described in the Beatitudes, whether the saints are the ones who have brought us here today, there is a sense in which they have one foot in heaven and one foot in the kingdom. They have more than just an earthly perspective, but they have more than just a heavenly perspective, which means that they get stuck in, they get messy, they're weighed in with both feet, they're stuck in with the sleeves rolled up, into living the life that they believe God has called them to do, and in so doing, are continuing that golden thread of saints that started way back with St. Peter and before, and continues through into the future. We're part of that eternal journey, and we're called to be saints where we are today. People who too have one foot in heaven and one foot in the kingdom on earth. God calls us to be involved so that we become part of the communion of saints and invite others to join us. It's that golden thread that runs through our faith. I remember once when I just got re-involved with Lee Abbey, and an old vicar of mine rang me up. And he said, very pleased to see, you know, that you're involved in Lee Abbey. And I said, well, actually, it's, you know, clearly down to you, because if it wasn't for that individual, then I wouldn't have gone to Lee Abbey in the first place, and I wouldn't have got re-involved in it. And he said, well, no, it's not due to me. It's due to my father. He said, because when I was born, my father took me to a cathedral, and he said, here you are, God, he's yours. And he said, as far as he was aware, his father had no particular faith and could not understand why, you know, that had happened. But clearly there was that thread that was running through history that had meant that that person, years and years ago, had taken a small child into a cathedral, and this vicar believed that it was because of that, that was part of his journey to coming to faith. We have that golden thread of saints that runs through all of Christendom. We're part of it. We look back and give thanks for the saints that have brought us to where we are, to give us what we believe. We look forward with hope to a future with the full communion of sins when we meet with Jesus face to face. And God asks us to play our part in being his saints on earth, speaking out, acting out, living out the faith that we profess in a way that changes the way people see things, the way people believe, and the way people can see and understand the God who loves all of his creation through his saints and all his people. Amen.